welcome to Miracle Nutrition with Hardy White. I'm Hardy White. I have a delivery for I can't quite read the name, but I'm sure it's for you. What is it? Well, technically I'm not allowed to know, but I did peek. I peeked a little under the wrapping, and I think it's joy. At least I hope it is. Confess. Confess not your sins, but your joys and your struggles, your desires, your vision, your dreams. Confess your dreams. Lay there maybe years before your death, maybe seconds, years or days or seconds. Confess your songs and your ideas for wallpaper patterns or movies or a dress hat. Confess your love, your loves, all your loves, your frustrations, the wrongs you've endured, your pain, your inconvenience. Confess, complain, profess, sing anything you like. Sing the way you want the landscape to look, or houses, or a specific house. You didn't do anything wrong. And even if you did, you did things right and made a mixture of it. And so confess your weakness and mix them with your strengths and shout that out and shout in general, because it's good for the soul and the universe has a good shouting coming to it and needs to hear you confess what really matters. The pictures in your head when you're half asleep or trying to forget the meeting you're in or the dinner you're at. The sounds in your head that seem like music to you and are music, and it's music, but music you can't express because they stopped your piano or voice lessons and it shook your confidence. Confess that, your anger. Angry sometimes, maybe a lot. Confess that you cry tears when the kindness of others is too much or just enough or unexpected kindness. Confess those tears. What do you have to atone for? You didn't do anything. Maybe you did. Even then, things are always done and then undone, good and bad. Confess your ignorance or your secret knowledge or the intellect you hid that you really had or the ignorance you hid that you really had. Yell out fake excuses or real ones. Confess the idea you had about an easier way to eat corn or a way to save the world. That matters. What does it matter? It all matters unless you say it doesn't. Confess. And I'll listen to you now, and then you listen to me later, and we'll laugh at our confessions or just scream for a while and then cry and then fight, then walk hand in hand in some strange heaven and wonder how we got there and give each other strength. As if we have to stand in front of some judge or someone we love or someone we hate. Confess that. Confess. Construct. Demand. Thank. Condemn, console, confess, confess. Oh, friends, I am here to praise, my friends. Praise who? I just said to praise my friends. But not just my friends. All the souls who live. All who pass in and out of this life. Who fall in love with the sights and sounds or the feelings. You are seduced by the sublime and then ripped from the bosom of this only world that you know into oblivion, into emptiness. I come here to praise all of us on the edge of emptiness who long for meaning, who long for love, who long for joy, who are thrust into existence and extinguished capriciously by some force they cannot see. Here, let's pray a prayer for us. A doxology, but not for any God, but for the lonely, the wretched us, the helpless us. Not for the great power of the universal sea, but for the weeds that float on it and succumb to it. Us, the weeds, adrift, without agency, but with feelings, electric, real feelings. Come on now, let's say it. Lift it all, lift it us together. Failure balanced by love, rough hands and young ones among us. Bless the high, bless the low, bless the sad and cynical. Move on, move us, not famous, not alone. And those who did know you say, amen. No names in books, not remembered by men. No reward, no punishment, never alone, never honored. Each day felt half-made and inconclusive, married to shame and separated, crowded at the back, crowded at the front, crushed leaves and cold, no roofs and warm, and those who cry say amen. Each his own, each his friends, made by wind and chance, no tear unremarked, no laugh missed, no shout subdued, no curse ignored. Be blessed, be praised, be glorified, be exalted, extolled, honored, elevated, be cursed, be slandered, belittled, forgotten, disrespected, ignored, and buried. Nothing even, nothing same, no justice, outrage, or pleas, a brick in a building, a note in a song, nothing special, nothing awful, nothing, no peace, and nothing but peace for you. From you, to you, and for your reward, say amen, amen, my siblings. We are here together on this earth. You're listening to my voice, and I'm calling out for us. I know how it feels. Sometimes my heart aches. Does your heart not ache? Do you not wonder about things? Oh, I do. That's why I came here, to be your friend. Who are you? Hardy White shouting out like that. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I scare you? I always want to get up in front of groups of people when I see them gathered. I want to stand up and I want to say, oh, I know a secret about y'all. I know a secret because I have a heart and a mind. And maybe they don't work well all the time, but I know that they're based on the same model that you have. And I can look at all the creatures on this earth and all the things that crawl and swim under the sea, all the things that fly into the air, and I see something in common. I see them caring for their young. I see them fearing things that may eat them. I see them working and doing impossible tasks. Oh, yes, I watch the nature documentaries. I see those birds and crabs and other things crawling through seas of predators every day to reach some sort of prize that never actually satisfies but sustains them for one more day to do one more impossible task until the end. And the end always comes. It always comes. It always comes. Every seashore is crushed shells. Crushed shells and rocks pulverized down to sand. That's what sand is. And all the salt is the living. All the minerals taken out of the living. Reduced to a dust. Millions of years of other souls, other things. Aspiring, trying, frustrated, sad. I see it in you every day when I look out. I see all that sadness in your eyes lying just below the surface. I see all that joy waiting to get out. I see all the frustration. I see the anger there, earned and unearned. From the past, from years of having your expectations crushed or your heart torn out. Oh, my friends, I know how it is. You sound like one of those fellas that's going to give us an answer, that's going to say, oh, are you forlorn? Are you aching? Does your big toe ache? I got the solution to all your problems here in this bottle, here in this book, here in this tradition. I got to tell you, I made a terrible mistake. I got nothing. I literally got nothing here. I pull out my pockets inside out and dust comes out and lint comes out and I apologize to you. I came here and it seemed like somebody that was going to bear some sort of gift, some sort of answer. Well, you seem like a messenger. It looked, I thought there was a scroll under your arm. I say, it isn't a scroll, it's an umbrella. I came here with the feeblest of tools, the umbrella. Some cloth strung to some feeble wood or weak pieces of metal. Meant to shield me against nothing stronger than a light rain. A wind rips it apart. It's just an umbrella. I'm putting it over your head not to stave off things that may kill you, but just things that may make you uncomfortable. How's that going to help? I don't know. I got nothing better. If I could put a castle over your head, I would. Oh, if I could lead you into a beautiful field, a beautiful pasture that would endure forever, if I could take you to a heaven and promise you eternal joy, I'd make that promise in a heartbeat, but I can't. It's not within my power. I'm just another lowly creature as you are. I'm another fragile being. I am here, half broken as you are, torn between feelings of happiness and feelings of anger and pain and regret and sadness. And there's the joy, and the joy comes by fleeting, as does everything. Oh, my friend, I just want to keep you company. Take my mind off it then. I'm sorry. I know. I just wanted to tell you initially that I understand. And that it's okay, I think, to cry out. Because not everything is boring. Some things are acutely exciting and not in a good way. I was at the store the other day and I was buying some fruit or something, I don't know. And the cashier said to me, "You got an exciting weekend planned?" And I said, "Well, what do you mean by exciting? Because that word does not exactly have attached to it any specific value. A war is exciting, but so is a party. I don't know what kind of excitement I have in store for me. Seems like it's just a roll of the dice, usually. Sometimes the excitement is grief. Sometimes the excitement is joy. Sometimes there's nothing at all. And I think, what am I doing? Am I wasting my time? I know I only have so many days on earth. What about these dull ones?" "I don't mind the dull ones so much." I think that's what I answered. "No, nothing exciting at all, thank goodness." And the cashier agreed. Thank goodness. And I'm thinking, why are we thanking goodness? Why are we thanking anybody? I don't know who to thank. That's why I thank you a lot. I always thank people who are listening to me. Thank you for listening to me. I'm not sure I said anything, but you made me feel worthy. You made me feel like I am a soul that exists, that maybe has something worth telling or sharing. And sometimes I do. Sometimes I think I've got a great message to tell. And other times, I think I have nothing to offer. You ever standing around a party or something and a conversation turns to some topic you're not familiar with? People start discussing a movie or a TV show you've never seen or a sporting event that you've never witnessed, a team you're not familiar with. And you just stand there and you think, I feel useless, like an outsider. I have nothing to contribute. I guess I could say some flippant joke. Tell me about your sports basket team or something silly like that. Oh, really? Tell me more about this television show. But I know it's given joy to others, and I know that I feel like an outsider only temporary, that if we started talking about something else, if we started talking about, let's say, the Japanese filmmaker Ozu, my ears would perk up, and I would say, oh, are you a fan of Ozu like I am? Have you seen Tokyo Story? Have you seen Late Spring? Have you seen Early Summer? Have you seen The Only Son? That one rips my heart out. And maybe I'd blather on about the filmmaker, about his career from Silence to Talkies to Color. I might go on and on about how he and his writing partner would get together and they'd start a script together. Not by coming up with some plot, by first thinking of a theme. What kind of theme? Separation. Maybe people drift apart. Maybe they're afraid to leave one another. Maybe they're forced to leave one another. Nothing very dramatic. Nothing crazy. Just ordinariness. And then what will the characters be, they thought? Who would the characters be? And what will they say? And what they say reveals something about themselves. Oh, Ozu didn't like plot. No plots. themes, characters. Watch, listen. That's what he liked. And they would get together and they would drink. And they would get up in the morning and they would have breakfast, he and his riding partner. And then they would start to drink some sake, let's say. And they would drink sake until they passed out. Then they'd take a nap and then they'd wake up, have something more to eat, keep drinking until the passing out stopped. And then they'd work as long as they could until real sleep came. Drinking bottle after bottle, I don't recommend it. I wish he hadn't. And with every bottle, the director would number it so he could keep count how many bottles that script took. That's how he kept track of time, by trying to anesthetize himself a little bit, I guess against some of the feelings he was dealing with. Separation, losing someone. Someone dying. How they seem to be there 1 minute and then gone the next. Nothingness. The battle against nothingness. The confusion we have, the ambitions we have for ourselves and others, our thwarted expectations. And when he was 60 years old, only 60 years old, and as someone who is getting older every day, that doesn't seem old to me. I don't know that it ever was. He began to die. And he lay there in his hospital bed, depressed and dying. And he apparently said to friends, "I haven't done anything. I didn't do anything. Why am I dying? Why am I suffering this great tragedy? I am way too young." You'd think, oh, what a wise man like that. He would have said, "Well, here's the inevitable. I've dealt with this in my art. I can see it in my real life." But he said, "No, I haven't done anything." Say, "Well, you drank and smoked quite a bit." He hadn't done anything wrong. He hadn't done anything to confess. He hadn't done anything to deserve that end. Who has? We all like to say, at some point we've say, that person deserves to die. Well, that's almost not worth saying, because we all die, whether we deserve it or not. And no one's ever not died that I know of. I guess people alive right now haven't. But I'll make a prediction. I bet they will. I'm sorry for that. And I guess some have done things, others have not done things. Some people have done things that are wrong. Some things that they have done were wrong in the past, but no longer wrong, or were not wrong in the past, but are now. Some things that are small or large, hurtful, chaotic, good, small things, big things. Most of us have done what you'd consider just nothing. Or have we? It's just something we pass on, isn't it? Here, you're still alive. Take this. Like a hat. Can't take a hat with you. Maybe the Egyptians thought you could take a hat with you. Make sure you put all my hats in my tomb. Because what if I get up and start walking around? The first thing I'm going to need is a hat. Because what if the skin has come off of my skull? And I got that bare skull going around. That could be chilly. I've had just I'm bald. So I know just not having hair is rough. I can't imagine if there's no skin on my poor skull, how much heat you lose through the top of your head bone. And I'd need my hat with me, but I don't need my hat with me. I'm pretty sure I don't. Maybe it's a hat I inherited. Now I'll pass it on. Time to pass the hat. This is in a different way. Instead of coins, gonna put another head in it. Time to pass it on. We pass things on all the time. You know, if I could pass anything on, what would it be? Well, I have to pass things on. I have to replace myself. Oh, I don't mean literally. I don't mean by having children necessarily. I don't mean by maybe making a puppet or a robot or something. That might be a nice replacement, but not adequate. Maybe Geppetto tried to do that. No, he just tried to make a little boy to keep him company. but I think he wanted an heir. But your heir can't be made of wood. Air can't be made of wood. Fire can't be made of dirt. Metal can't be made of water. So if we're going to pass something on, what do we pass on? I'll tell you what I would pass on. I would say you are going to come into this life as a child, and children, listen to me. All young people, listen to me right now. I will not say anything corrupting, but older people might not approve of what I'm about to say. You're going to come into this world, and you're going to see the wonder. You're going to see all the possibilities. You are going to experience something of it. I don't know which senses you'll have. If you have the sense of sight, you may see things. If you have the sense of hearing, you will hear things, touch things. If you have none of those senses, you will still experience something. I guarantee it. And in that experience, you will think, this place is a wonder. Oh, the things we can do. I have ideas about how we treat one another. I have ideas about what to do with these sounds, these sights. I have ideas. I would like to contribute and help create this world and make it into something and build on the past. I would like to create. I have ideas. I have dreams. When I close my eyes, I see things. I see wonders. I see places not as they are now, and maybe not as they could ever be, but they exist in my mind's eye. In the theater, in my skull, they exist. And I see them, and I know from watching others that some of them can be made into reality, that I can make some of those come true, that I can create a world and shape this thing. And to some of those children, we say, that's nonsense. Things are already done. The house is already built. It doesn't need your improvements. Things are fine the way they are and have been. This is the way that's been inherited from my parents and grandparents and great-grandparents and ancestors going back to a time that no one can remember. We don't even remember why they made it this way. Why is a house square? 'Cause it is. Stop questioning things. Why are there cars? There's cars 'cause they're cars. Now we need them. So I envision a world without shut up and obey. Shut up and obey. But listen, I'm new here and this will be my world now, and sometimes you will be gone and you're telling me that I gotta live in a world that I did not even create. I may have solutions. I may have hope. I may have in my dreams the key to joy. I have a song. At the very least, you may have a song. Maybe you have a movie. Maybe you have a poem. I have a poem. I have something I want to say, and I think that it's going to make you feel less sad, maybe. I have a poem, and it's going to make you feel more sad, maybe. I have something, a sight or a sound or a feeling or a taste or a touch. And when you experience, I'm going to put my idea, into your head, and you're going to dream the dream I'm dreaming. You're going to see the world I'm seeing, and maybe we can make it together. I need you. But sometimes these children are shut off, and we say, no, you can't do that. You can't create. We're not interested in your songs. We're not interested in your ideas. The old ways are the best. But the child looks around. And he sees people being harmed, or he sees the weak being bullied, or he sees the sick dying unnecessarily for lack of compassion and help, or he sees joylessness where there could be joy, and he thinks, well, why are we doing this? But there's nothing he can do. And so she suffers moral injury, this young child. They suffer moral injury, this young child. And we let it happen. And then the injured grow with that injury, and they develop the scars that we need to protect are deep cuts against further erosion and infection, so that we're not ripped apart. We put these scars on ourselves and become inured. And the dreams are less frequent, and they give way to nightmares, and then finally a dreamlessness. And we wander like that, where we once were open-hearted, created beings, we now lie barren. And we take this away from children. Now, some endure. Some grow and become creators in spite of this. Still injured, though. And we put it out there. And then we are told that these people suffer for their art. And we believe that suffering isn't necessary for the art, but the suffering's been imposed on the artists. The suffering's been imposed on the dreamers, for those who oppose dreams. Because dreams are a challenge. And if your dreams have been crushed, you're more likely to crush dreams. But I'm telling you, why don't you confess? Confess your frustration and your sadness as a human being. Confess that your soul feels battered by this strange world. Confess that you do not know and you suspect that others do not know. And those who are full of confidence and pride, why are they stepping on others? Don't they have feelings? I'll tell you, the people that seem to know the best, oh, they know the least, in my opinion. They know the least. How can you possibly know the hearts of others if you act that way? If you can turn a blind eye to those in need, if you can ignore the dreams of others, if you can ignore yourself in others, then you need to reassess. Oh, you can open your eyes. It's okay. It's like in that movie, The Matrix. Why do they hurt? You have never used them. Open them up. Really open them up. It's going to sting at first. You're going to be stung with the reality of your own callousness, maybe. You'll be stung with the reality of your own oppression, your own self-oppression. You'll be stung with the reality of the injustice that has been done to you by a generation of those who would hold you back, who would tell you you're lesser, who would put down whole families of people, whole families of humans, our siblings, whole families of souls of living things, who would make slaves of one another, who would make enemies of one another, who would crush and murder, who would do the bidding of the unfeeling universe, who would hasten the end and the oblivion that awaits us all and deprive those of joy who deserve it as much as anybody who's ever walked this earth. It's a small reward, I'm telling you, for our ultimate demise. And maybe it goes away, but that doesn't make it precious. Oh, how precious the temporary. That's what makes it precious. Oh, yes. You say, well, great rubies and diamonds, they are precious because they are rare. They are rare and nearly indestructible. That's what they are. How's that precious? No, 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 no. What's precious is a fleeting smile. What's precious is a vulnerable child is precious. What's precious is a memory that is fading as we're thinking of it. A shadow, the shadow of joy, as it drifts away, a cloud of happiness, a cloud of experience, a cloud of bittersweet memory, as it dissipates, as it changes from a face into mist. Oh, my friends, we're here together, you and I. I'm a simpleton. You know why I'm simpleton? Because I'm too simple to judge. Judges know a lot. Oh, judges have to know everything. Judges have to know the law. They have to know every nuance of it. They have to know what has happened in a situation where they haven't even witnessed it. I'm too foolish for that. Oh, I'm too foolish for that. I can't judge. I can't judge. When people come before me, when any souls come before me, when my siblings come before me, when other humans come before me, the only thing I think is, oh, you and I are alike. I can imagine what you've been through, and I can't imagine what you've been through. But I know this, I am not going to be on the side of our tormentor, time. I am not going to be on the side of our tormentor, the universe. I am not going to be on the side of the crushing tide, the water that washes over us, that both nourishes us and drowns us. I'm not going to be on that side. No, no, no. We're a little group. We're the same. We need to huddle together like penguins. You've seen penguins? Penguins do this. Penguins form a big group, big penguin circle thing. They're all packed in there. And there's penguins on the outside. Those are getting the coldest. And so they rotate. And those penguins go back on the inside. And some from the outside who've warmed up a bit come back out and they'll be the wall. They'll be the wall. I'll be your wall. I'm out here on the wall right now. I'm going to be out there on the wall for you. You get in there and you get warm. I'm going to warm you up. It's not so bad out here. I can stand it for a while and then, but I'm not a superhuman, super penguin. I need to go back in. I need to get my warmth again. I will need to be reabsorbed into our beautiful family. Get my warmth back. So that we can make our replacements. Oh, I won't be a teacher to the youngins. Oh, hello, youngins. This is Hardy. I'm going to tell you something right now. I want you, you can make any song you want. I don't care if it sounds like a song. You can make any painting you want. And you know, when you're young and you put anything on paper, you're going to get praise for it. Oh, that's beautiful. And sometimes they'll be sort of putting you on a little bit because they have very low expectations for you. So any kind of expression and any kind of pattern you make and any kind of color is going to look like a painting to them if they love you. But you know what? Sometimes they're not even lying because there's a certain brilliance in that. For the first time that a soul understands that it can manipulate the world just a little bit, not enough to save itself, not enough to save the world, but just a little bit. To bring itself some joy and to bring others some joy and to reveal just a tiny bit, just a little bit of the secret of the whole universe revealed there without guile, without pretension. Just that brilliant, pure joy of discovery. And yes, you've made a masterpiece. Now, hold on to that. Hold on to that. And continue to make that art. Continue to defy expectations. Continue to not have any expectations for yourself. Continue to channel that wonderful energy of the universe, the creative spirit. Continue to put your dreams as crazy as they are. But my dreams are nuts. Sometimes I'm floating on a bed in space. I know, isn't that wonderful? You'd never think that during the day. During the day, you would never fly to other parts of the world on your mattress. No, no, only in your dreams where you are liberated, truly liberated by confusion, liberated by a lack of expectations. That's when you soar, that's when you soar. And then you put that down, or your song. My song goes like this. Do 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 da 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 I've heard sometimes my singing noise, people say, what is that? They get to that singing part, they say, that guy's just making funny noises. Oh, I'm making noises that are a little bit unique to me and a little bit things I've heard. Oh, mishearing is the funniest thing. Sometimes, now that my hearing's going, somebody will say something and I'll say, what, a toilet? And they say, no, I said tortoise. And we laugh because a toilet that's not a tortoise is funny. And there I have accidentally stumbled on joy. I bumped into it like in a dark alley when I thought I was going to bump into my fears. And instead, something entertaining pops up. Something light pops up. Something light, something liberating. Oh, confess. Confess the struggle. Confess the struggles of others. Let it go. Let the pretense of strength go. Stop pretending. Stop pretending you got all the answers, that you're strong. My friends will think me weak. Your friends will perish and you will perish. You are on the edge of a precipice. You are not a god. You are not eternal. You are fragile and weak. And you are strutting around as if you own the place, and no one owns the place, and we don't even know what the place is. You need to drop your guard. You are wearing armor at a dance. It is time to put that away. I want to be thought important. I want to be thought smart. I want to be thought strong. I want to be thought strong. Only the weak do that. Those who I hear saying that the last thing they want to be is weak. The last thing they want to be is vulnerable. That there is an ignorance in caring for the weak or letting yourself be something other than a strong, frightening monster. Those do not seem to be life-affirming. How can you wed yourself to destruction and fire and say that that is the way forward? That is the way to grow and nurture and sustain. Only through fire will our crops grow. Oh, no. Really? Fire is the strongest. If we expose our crops to fire, we are sure to prosper. Those of you who are weak will get burned too. Stand in the eternal flames. No, no, no. What we're looking for is water. And Bruce Lee said, be like water. Water is flexible, pliable, can go anywhere. It is ostensibly weak. It is gentle. It is nourishing. It is reviving. Oh, sweet water, give me water. Oh, quench my thirst. Fire can never quench my thirst. I don't know that I rightly need fire. I can eat things uncooked. I don't need fire. Well, I got some celery here, some delicious celery. Wouldn't you like it cooked? Oh, Lord. I mean, I guess in things, but I don't need to cook my celery necessarily. Oh, but I do need water and water. Water erodes mountains. Water takes down mountains. Water takes down whole towns. Water will take anything down. Water is the most powerful thing. Take down fire. I've never seen a fire destroy water. So, yes, there is a rock, paper, scissors, and sitter. Babysitter. I add that to rock, paper, scissors, sitter, and then other things. Something else, I think. Plumber. Plumber beats scissors when he's angry. Oh, are you my friend? Are we friends yet? We don't have to be friends. We can make it to the end of our interaction and we don't have to be friends. You can get something from me. Oh, I don't have to be your friend for you to steal a little money out of my pocket. No, no, no. Don't even have to meet you. If I'm standing on the corner giving out donuts, you don't have to be my friend. All you have to be is standing there with your hand out waiting for a donut. Oh, here's your donut, my friend. Oh, here's your donut, My friend, I've got a whole box full. I can't eat them all, I'll die. But if we share the donuts, not only will I not die, well, I'll die eventually, but what I'm saying is it will sustain us all for a little while at least. Now, if you can't have a donut, I have other things with me. I've got some carrots and rutabagas and other root vegetablery. That's not a word, I'm sorry. But I thought I'd say it anyway, 'cause sometimes art doesn't deal with reality that way. And yes, I rhymed way with way, 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 way. I don't care, I don't care, yet I care, yet I care. I don't care, yes I care, I don't care, yes I care. I care about you, but I don't care, yes I care, no I don't care at the same time. Oh, is that a paradox? I feel like it's all a paradox. Struggle, 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 fail. That's it, right? Struggle, 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 born, struggle, 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 fail. Born, struggle, struggle, fail. Born, struggle, 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 fail. Born, struggle, 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 fail. Born, struggle, fail. Born, struggle, 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 fail, 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 fail. You know, it all works out that way. It just depends on how many struggles you have. But those struggles, see what I just did? I lightened the struggles. Maybe you were laughing at my struggles. Not laughing at my struggles, but laughing at my struggles. That's what art can do. That's what just sharing your dreams can do. You don't have to call it art. You can just share your dreams. I don't mean like where that fella at work tells you in excruciating detail the thing that transpired in his head the night before. But let's say he is, and he's interpreted it slightly. So he tells you that dream, this droning, boring fellow at work, but he's actually thought about it a little bit. And when he tells it to you, you see that he has learned something. And from his learning, you also learn something. You are a little bit more enlightened. Like it was a poem. Like it had maybe not a plot, but some theme. And the theme spoke to you, and it seemed real, and it seemed pertinent to maybe what you're going through. Oh, I don't know what you're going through. We're always going through something, aren't we? Go through tunnels. So you're going to come out of the tunnel soon? Maybe. I don't know. Do you see the light at the end? Is it a light? Is somebody at the other end of the train maybe sparking a cigarette? I can't tell. I can't tell if it's the other end of the tunnel or what that source of that light is. Oh, it's getting bigger. It's the end of the tunnel. Yay, we're out of the tunnel and we're into another one. But we're still together. And oh, we need one another. Now, you may not need me individually. That's okay. That's all right. But maybe you're going to need somebody else at some point. Maybe you want somebody else to say things to you. Maybe you want to hear someone else sing and pray and sigh and curse and confess and confess. When my favorite director was on his deathbed, he didn't confess, did he? Some of us do. Some religious traditions have that. For Jewish people, it's the vidui. I just wanted to say vidui because I like the way it sounds. But they may say, if sin, oh, if I survive this illness, there you go. If I do not, I hope that my death atones for all the things I've done. I'm sorry, but, you know I've done things and, whatever. And I've tried to apologize to people, but I can't imagine they're laying there dying saying, I'm so sorry I lived. I'm not sorry. I didn't do anything. I literally didn't do anything. I was born. I found myself here. No one told me the rules. Some people told me the rules. A lot of those rules turned out to be made up. Some of them were lies. Some things I found true. Never really figured anything out. Never got the ultimate answer to my questions. Found some joy in asking the questions. Found lots of joy looking around. found lots of joy in the touch of other humans or even other creatures. Other creatures, dogs. I found joy being with dogs. And you know what? I know what those dogs wanted from me. Two things. Protection, food. I love it. They never lied to me. They never wanted anything more than to make sure that I had their back and that I was going to help them out getting some food. And they would help me out, I'm sure. Depending on the dog. Most would. That's what I want to be. Just another dog. Just some foolish being running around, mostly controlled by instinct. I see something flash before my eyes and I chase it. Maybe it's just a laser pointer. Maybe it's a shadow. Maybe it's a creature that even if I caught it, I wouldn't know what to do with it. But I'll tell you, I want you to accept me and be with me. We're all like that. Very few of us can just be all alone and not feel the repercussions of that isolation. Most of us would like to be accepted in a group, and we'll do anything. We'll tell any lie to others and any lie to ourselves to be a part of that group. So when that group betrays those individuals by lying to them, by not taking care of them, by fooling them, that is the greatest sin that they could commit. Oh, confess that you are keeping people in your group from their dreams. That you are holding back the wonderful potential of the human mind to change this world. That you are keeping some suffering in place because of your fear of the dreams of the young. You can't. You'd need to let that go. There's enough other things to fear. Don't fear each other. Oh, if I could change the world, I would. Oh, if I could take away your pain, I would. I don't know what I would do with it. I don't know whether I would, maybe I could eat it up and pass it out. And I have little pain stools. I don't know what to do with those. Break them down. Maybe if you scrape them all into a hole, then they'll be fertilizer for some sort of wonderful tree. Maybe you could recycle that. Maybe the pain can be made into something else. There's a type of pain we can avoid, you know, that of loss, that of seeing love disappear, feeling that fear, sensing the oblivion, watching someone drop off that cliff into nothing. I can't take that away ever. That you have to feel. Some of it we can't escape. They say natural disasters is natural disasters. That's an expression, a natural disaster. An earthquake. A volcano. A storm. A tornado. A sinkhole. Yeah, that's a big one for me. A sinkhole. The ground can swallow us up. It's unavoidable. Largely. Natural disasters. Then they got something they call man-made disasters. Man-made disasters. Human beings creating pain and misery, death, destruction where they needn't. But why? But why? They would say it's for their preservation. It's for the preservation of happiness. For the preservation of happiness, you would destroy. You would light our crops on fire to feed us. It makes no sense. You need to open your eyes. You are walking in to an era of deception. You are walking in to a place where the dreams are nightmares. Where the illusion has taken over. When you stop making the potential for wonder and happiness and completeness, and you're going to replace it with destruction, something that happens anyway, I will do the bidding of the sun and burn the planets. Why? Why help? Why help? Help the weak. Even things out. Let's give it balance. Let's give balance to the world. There's already enough destruction. Let's see if we can't balance it out a little bit. Let's see if we can't introduce a little joy. Let's see if we can't lift our hearts and our voices up in song. Let's sing a song together. Let's sing a song written by a very young child. I know why we watch these Mr. Rogers things, documentaries on Mr. Rogers, and I know why the hearts of adults break. They break because of the moral injury done to them. They know the answers, and they know the answers have been given to them, and they know the answer of kindness and compassion and gentleness and justice. They know that the truth has been delivered to them in the dreams of children. And they know that it has been rejected, and they know that they themselves reject it and tolerate its rejection. And so they fail to live those dreams or nurture them. And they participate in the burning of the crops. And they do not lift their voices any longer for the innocent. They do not sing the songs of children. And I remember Mr. Rogers saying, I'm going to sing a song now that was written by a very young child. And he sang this song that I will sing you now. Tree, tree, tree. Tree, 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 tree. I love you, yes I do. Tree, 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 tree. Now it may sound dull with my voice alone singing it, but you imagine if there were two of us, three of us, five of us, 12 of us singing it in harmony. How many layers could we put on that? How many beautiful polyphonic harmonies could we make for tree, tree, tree? I love you, yes I do. That's silly and childlike. Oh, I would give anything to have a silly child loving the world, wearing its pain and its sadness and its frustration on its sleeve, wearing its desire for love and compassion and joy and touch on its sleeve without any pretense or guile. What I would give for that in all the hearts of human beings who surround me. I have had enough of the strong. I have had enough of the brutes. I have had enough of those who worship destruction. I have had enough of those who sing the anthems of anger, who tear apart and mock. I've had enough of the mocking voices. I've had enough of those who ridicule, who tear down without building, who could care. Who couldn't care less. I'm sorry, I don't want to get that wrong. I know I don't mind being corrected. Who care so less that they couldn't be it couldn't be less than what they care already. It's already way down here. Anything under it? No, couldn't care less. I could care less. I don't want to. But I don't want to. And I will not. And I will care about things that I probably can't even change. And I will be ridiculous. I will be ridiculous. And I will be hopeful. I will be hopeful. And I will sing things. And I will pray things. And I will chant things. And I will make up prayers. And I will make up songs. And I'm going to stand in front of everybody I see. And I'm going to go, oh, my friends, put your hands together. Clap your hands. And I'll see these faces. I'm not going to do this ridiculousness. Why? What are you saving it for? What, are you going to live forever? I don't understand. Take some of that armor off. Feel something for a change. I know some things probably happened in your past. I am angry at the injustices that might have been done to you. I am angry for the love that was withheld from you. I am angry that maybe your spirit was crushed, that you were a threat as a child, and so you were put in your place, and your dreams were ripped from you. But it doesn't have to stay that way, because I'm telling you right now, you can do it over again. It's not too late till it's too late, but it will be too late. But it's not too late. It's not too late right now. It's not too late to let those dreams of your childhood out. Well, I'd always dreamed of being a painter. Then paint. I always dreamed of being Picasso. Well, I don't know about that. That might not happen. Now, your dream of being a rock star may not happen, but certainly your dream of playing music can happen. All of your dreams can happen. Now, if your ambition was to be the best at it or to be loved by all, I don't know what to tell you. That's not how dreams work. They're all in your head. What you're thinking about ain't dreams. What you're thinking about is something else. But you can dream whenever you want. And that'll be your world. Oh, yes, you can be a painter. You can make art. You can make, I want to make a movie. A little more difficult. Maybe a little more difficult. But you can make a play. You can act out something. You can do all the parts. Did you ever see a child do that? Get a puppet. Anything's a puppet. Make up all the parts. Make characters speak to one another. You can do that. Even if you don't have pen and paper, you can write. You can say something to yourself over and over again. Confess, confess your joy. I'll say, confess my joy until I will remember it. Then that'll be in there. That'll be a line in there. I'll have one of the puppets saying, confess your joy. And the other puppet will say, oh, I'm very happy when I'm singing, but I don't sing very well. Very well? What does that even mean? Well, I don't know if I hit notes. Everything is a note. Everything is a note. That they're in a certain order, that's very arbitrary. That's something people came up with in the past. They say, well, here's a note, that's a note, here's the scale. There's no scales, everything's a note, everything's a song. Well, it might not be pleasing to everybody. Nothing is pleasing to everybody. Make it pleasing to your heart when I sing songs. You'll notice that the phrases sometimes never repeat, and often I will change the key. And only the note before it has anything to do with the note that comes next. But I'm all over the place. I'm all over the place. Because I'm not trying to make anything permanent. I'm just making something temporary that can't be reproduced. 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 Confess. Confess. Confess to your own heart. Apologize to yourself that you've been holding your heart back. Apologize to yourself that you've been not loving the way you could. And oh, love yourself. Oh, love yourself in your beautiful dream head and your beautiful skull. Go ahead. Don't be your own enemy. Somebody else is going to do that for you. Everything's been delegated. There's plenty of people that are going to irrationally dislike you. Don't you be one. Well, I know something about myself. Oh, if you were in a vacuum, none of that would matter. It's just the other people gotten into your head tell you these things. I'm a bad person. Oh, be quiet. Who knows? Who knows? I don't know. You don't know. And listen, right now, I'm on the radio. You're listening anonymously. And I am doing no damage telling you, it's okay, go ahead, love yourself. I'm a stranger giving you permission. Go ahead and just take that permission for 2 seconds. Nobody's going to know. You don't have to say anything out loud. You can just say in your head, oh my gosh, I'm okay, I'm all right. I forgive myself for all those things. Whatever. Whatever. I'm just going to love myself for a minute. Maybe nobody will even notice. Maybe I'm not allowed to say it. I don't want to embarrass myself. You don't have to. You don't have to speak it out loud. It's just you and me right now, and I'm nobody. I don't know who you are. It's a wonderful anonymous situation where I'm playing the part of somebody who says, I accept you. 100%. I accept you. You're all right. It's going to be okay. And I'm nobody. I'm just Hardy White. I'm just Hardy White. Your friend. Oh, you are listening to Miracle Nutrition with Hardy White on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope 91.9 in New York City, New York, and Rockland County, New York, and online at WFMU.org worldwide, my friends. I'm so glad that you were here with me today. And I'm going to be with you again next week. Oh, my friends, have a blessed week, and I hope that you enjoyed the show.